Afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in. It is Thursday, so you know what that means. Second hour, it is Talk to Me Thursday, and this is where we pitch a question. We don't book a guest because you are our special guest. The question is, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? If you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And, you know, this is what happens typically on Talk to Me Thursday. I show up a little bit nervous that you're not going to call, and the calls are slow coming in. But as soon as the first or second person calls in, then we get a flood of calls. And I want you to know, if you're too shy to get on the air, call and tell Aaron what your prayer answer would be. And I'll just read it on the air, and we'll talk about that. If you need to have me pray for you, I would love to do that. If you want to call anonymously, you can do that as well. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So just about an hour ago or so, I posted this question on my Facebook page. If you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? Would you believe we've already got about 359 comments? So if you're someone who wants to be a prayer missionary, go hop on that page, on my page. It's Susie Larson. Let's see, it's facebook.com. Deeper Life in Christ is kind of the address. But if you search Susie Larson on Facebook, you'll find it. 359 answers here of people who have desperate needs. I just want you to know, you are not alone. You are not alone. Financial issues, health issues, in vitro fertilization, someone just praying them, believing they'll get pregnant, another person who's got a court battle ahead of them. I mean, people are walking through tough times. And as we wait for the calls to come in, I'm going to read an excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. And this is just a challenge for us to dare to persevere in prayer. And I'm reading it verbatim. Are you ready for this? Persevering prayer is not for the faint of heart. It's far easier to give up than it is to go forward. It's much easier to complain than it is to contend. I want to read that again. It's much easier to complain than it is to contend. Griping about our circumstances is natural. Grabbing hold of promises that defy our circumstances, well, that's greedy and supernatural. Sometimes prayer feels like the most delightful, intimate fellowship with God. But other times it feels like we're fighting alone, with hands bloodied from battle, and it's all we can do to hold on to what God has already promised us. But given the times we're in, don't you think we need to learn to prevail in prayer? When it's delightful and when it feels like it's a bloody battle? When God is giving us what we want and when he calls us to pray and intercede for what he wants? Culture seems to be imploding all around us. Evil is on the rise. Selfish people are celebrated while reverent people are mocked. If we look too long at the stats or our circumstances, we can start to wonder if we're on the losing side. But remember, we win in the end. But even right now, the enemy baits us into one of two ditches. One is to shake our fist at the darkness and hate those who defy our God and all that we hold sacred, or to put our head in the sand and entertain ourselves to death so we won't have to face the challenging times we're in. But both of these options please our natural flesh tendency, but they're slippery slopes that pull us right into disobedience. God calls us to love our enemies and to pray for those who want to hurt us. And he also charges us to be focused and alert, prayerful and sober, discerning of the times so we'll know what to do. We're free to walk with Christ in a marginal way, with huge consequences, of course, or in a purposeful, profound way. We're saved by grace, but we're invited to become spiritually agile and powerfully prayerful in a way that transforms us and changes the world. But this process always, always calls for perseverance. Here's an important point for all of us to remember. Jesus offers us all the resources of heaven, but he doesn't force us to lay hold of them. If you're in a not yet season, I dare you to persevere because God is a promise maker and he is a promise keeper. So it's Talk to Me Thursday. I want to hear from you. If you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? I want you to know we've got a stack of books. And the way we're going to do it is if you want in on the drawing, just make sure you give Aaron your mailing address. We'll pick a few names and some of you will just get books in your mailbox this next week. 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous friend calling in. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi there. So tell me, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be?
Well, around my grandson, I would love to see him more. I would love for my son and the mom are not married and are not together, and dad isn't able to see my grandson. Mm. So I would love for there to be some healing.
Wow.
And that's forgiveness. And
I just was going to say that would tear a grandma's heart out. I can only imagine how heavy you carry that. I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray right now, should we?
Please.
Father, I thank you for this dear godly grandma. And Lord, you know her heart and you know this little grandson of hers and how much she wants to be in relationship with him. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would pour out your spirit on the son and on the mother of this grandson. I pray, Lord God, that you pour out your spirit and they would have a fresh vision for how everybody can win and how powerful it would be to be in relationship, building bridges, being civil, being kind, being loving. And I pray you'd even put it on the heart of this grandson to want to be with his grandma. I just ask you, God, bring redemption, bring reconciliation in ways this grandma never thought possible. Thank you, God, that this is not too difficult a task for you, that you care deeply about this situation, and we commit it to you now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, dear. Hey, if you want to be in a drawing for a book, just hang on and give Aaron your address. We're going to grab a stack of books off our shelf, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? Andrew from Fridley. Hey, bud, you're on the air.
Hi. I would love to have our debt paid off right now.
Hmm.
Because it's gone on way too long.
That's a tough one.
And then, in connection with that my wife and I would be on the same page financially, and that we would be working to do God's will with our money and our marriage.
Mm. That's a fantastic prayer. Andrew, can I just pause and pray for you right now?
Yes, please.
Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you that what Andrew's asking is actually your will too, that Lord, you want so much for Andrew and his wife to get to a place of financial freedom and wholeness. And so we just pray not only for strategic wisdom for Andrew and his wife, not only for an equally yoked vision for what payoff would look like. I pray they would have divine strategy for how to do this. But I ask too, Lord, for supernatural help. I ask for supernatural debt payoff, that just because we see it again and again in Scripture, that you take our offering and you multiply it. So I pray as you give Andrew and his wife a vision for maybe ministries to sow into and the tithe that come in and which bills to tackle first. I would pray there'd be a unity, a peace, a holy ambition, just a motivation to do this. And then I pray that they would watch the supernatural intervention of the Most High God as they tend to the thing that's on your heart for them, that they would find freedom happen sooner and in a more brilliant way than they thought possible. I commit them to you, Lord, and I ask you, move in the days ahead sooner than later, that they would see your divine involvement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew, for calling. God bless you, dear brother. Sorry. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We got Vicki checking in from Hopkins. Hey, Vicki, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. So what's your one prayer that you'd love to have answered right now?
I had a brother who is my baby brother, and he's about 51 years old, and he is in a jail in prison with a sentence of 67 years.
Oh, wow.
He's a Christian. He loves the Lord. He also has been recently diagnosed with bladder cancer. And he his sentence, he did shoot a man, but the man as well. And it was a situation where they threw the book at him. And my prayer is for a miracle of release so that he could be with his 12-year-old son. And, of course, to be with my parents before they die.
Oh, wow, Vicki. That's so...
And I know God could do this. Mm. I know he could.
Mm. Well, Vicki, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you're comfortable. I'm going to pray, too, but I feel like I need to ask you to pray. Do you feel comfortable doing that?
I do, yes.
I want to tell you, I have a very good friend whose son is in prison in a situation where it seemed like the time is way exaggerated to the crime, and it's just heartbreaking. And just by watching her, I can only imagine the pain that you must feel in your heart. But let's pray, but you go first if you're okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I just lift up Jay, and I lift up the Georgia court system, and I'm asking for a miracle of release. I pray that he can be released so that he can be the father to his son, and that he can be the son to my parents so that they can spend time before they die. They're in their 80s. And he can also really do good with his life. He is able to translate school books into Braille, so he already has a new way of life, profession that he could do from anywhere, even with a bracelet at home. I just pray for a miracle, dear Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Mm.
Father, I do lift up Jabe as well, and I pray, God, that you'd heal his body of bladder cancer, and I ask you, God, I ask you for your will, and may your kingdom come and will be done. And if by your mercy you'd open those prison doors and allow him to come home and see his parents and have a chance to live on the outside of the prison walls, we just pray for that. I just thank you, God, that you're working and nothing is too hard for you. Lord, you see everyone in prison. I pray you do a mighty work in our prison system as well. But we pray specifically for Jay right now in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, Vicki. All right. We need to pause and break here, Matt, don't you think? We're going to pause. Rosalyn, I see you. Anonymous friend, I see you. Sarah from Orlando, I see you as well. These calls are coming in, so be patient with Aaron. He's got his work cut out for him. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? 877-933-2484. We will be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday. And the question of the hour is, if you could have one prayer answered, what would it be? The phone lines are open. We've got a lot of calls coming in, but be patient. 877-933-2484. This is from Streams in the Desert. We're going to take Rosalind from St. Paul next here, but I just got to read this because maybe you need to hear this. Although his answer seems so long in coming, and we continue to walk in the midst of trouble, the center of trouble is the very place where he preserves us, not the place where he fails us. The times we continue to walk in seemingly utter hopelessness are the very times he will stretch out his hand against the anger of our foes. He will bring our trouble to completion, causing the enemy's attack to finally cease and to fail. In light of this, what reason would there be for despair? He is a breakthrough God. We've got Rosalind on the phone from St. Paul. Rosalind, thanks so much for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having this program. I'm just so amazed. I really need prayer for my grandchildren. They're going through a real hard time. And this enemy is attacking them and torturing them at night. And I want a prayer for deliverance for them.
Absolutely. We're going to do that, Rosalind. And as you're talking, I'm thinking of when we had John Eldridge on the show about a year ago talking about his book, Moving Mountains. He said something that I hadn't heard before, and I'm a mighty prayer. I mean, prayer is a very big deal to me. But he talked about in Christ, we can invoke the authority. It's almost like you picture stretching an arm out and invoking the authority over people and places that are far from us. And when we picture that, you know, we submit to God and then we resist the devil. The devil has to flee. So as we humble ourselves and you and I pray for those grandkids, and then we just stretch out. We point the sword and we raise the shield and we invoke the authority over these grandkids. Something happens in the spiritual realm. So let's just do that right now, should we?
Yes, absolutely.
Father, I thank you for Rosalind. I thank you that this is a mighty praying grandma, and we are women of God, and we are heirs of God. And you said in your word that your spirit speaks to our spirit to affirm that we are your children. So we humble ourselves before you. We submit ourselves to you, and then we rise up and we resist the devil, and he has to flee. So with the authority and the power of Christ, the risen Christ at work in us, we invoke the authority of Christ over these grandchildren. We claim the blood of Jesus over them. We condemn every scheme of the enemy. And devil, you have to flee. You have to leave them alone. We bind you up and we shut you up and we push you back in the name of Jesus. And we just claim these dear grandkids for your name's sake, oh God. And we thank you that you're assigning angels even now to stand guard for them. And I pray, Jesus, you put them right where they're thinking wrong. You bring faith where there's fear and give them a sense of peace, that the God of peace will soon crush the enemy under all of our feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for calling, dear Rosalind. Keep praying. Bless you. All right, we've got an anonymous friend checking in. Hey there, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was married for 32 years, separated for almost 2 years. And I want to first thank you. You have put me to sleep almost every single night these last 2 years. I'm not able to listen online live. I'm not able to listen live. I actually live in Oregon, but I do get online and listen to you, and you put me to sleep, and that's in a good way.
I was just going to say, a person could take that a few ways. Keep going. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it is a very good thing. I wake up listening to you also, but when I go to sleep, it just relaxes me listening to you pray for people and speaking God's word. It has been so good. But my prayer would be to restore my marriage of 32 years, but I know that cannot happen until my husband turns his life back to God. We are Christian. We were a Christian family. We went to church every Sunday, but he's listened to Satan's lies. He, he's given his turned over to the flesh pretty much. And so my prayer is that my husband would finally come back to God.
Okay.
And I know if he did, he would come back to my marriage.
Well, let's do that. And I don't know if you heard my conversation with Rosalind, but just talking about the power of invoking the authority of Christ over the situation. I mean, Luke 10:19, Jesus says, I've given you power, authority over all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will by any means injure you. So we're going to just claim that. We're going to submit ourselves to God and claim that the enemy doesn't get to have the last say here, and that we want, it's almost like clearing the air so God can do his thing. We do our part so God can do his thing. But Father in heaven, I thank you for this dear listener from Oregon. I thank you, Jesus, that she's a believing woman of God. And Lord, I thank you that you see the situation with her husband. He's wandered. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would go get him. We humble ourselves. And again, we invoke the authority of Christ over whatever scheme the enemy has fashioned to grab hold of this husband and make him leave his family. We just claim him for your name, oh God. And we ask you to cancel every scheme of the enemy. In fact, we condemn every scheme of the enemy. I ask God that you'd put a wedge between every person and circumstance that lies to this man. And I ask you to arrange circumstances and people in his path that over and over again will speak the life-giving truth to him, to the point where he feels the conviction of the Holy Spirit in his life, and he comes running back to the things of God. We claim him for you, we commit him to you, and we ask you, give this dear wife prayer strategy to know how to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bless you. Matt, which we got next here? Line four. Sarah's checking in from Orlando. Hey, Sarah. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm here with my son, Nicholas, and we're listening to the station. It's such a blessing to be able to have people pray in community. And so today I would like to pray over my son, Nicholas, We think that he has something that's autoimmune. His autoimmune system is fighting and killing his hair follicles, so he has been losing hair. And he's only 5, but I know that God is God might Almighty, and that he will be able to restore his immune system back to normal. And that's my first prayer request. And then the second one that has been affecting us, and it's very important. I've been in a relationship for 4 years, and my fiance has a daughter. Her name's Bella, and I have my son. His name is Nicholas. They're about the same age. We've known each other for about 14 years. I want to pray for deliverance in him and in my family. And I just his business is very stressful, and I just want things to fall into place, because I've
Sorry, I think I hear your son praying in the name of Jesus in the background. So, am I hearing that right?
Yes,
bless his heart. So we've got a break coming up, so I want to make sure I get a chance to pray for you. So I want to understand. So your son with an autoimmune disease, he's 5, and then also for your fiance and his work situation. Am I hearing that right?
For my fiance and deliverance, I want him to be a godly man, get closer to him. We are not married yet, and I just feel like it's been a very tough spiritual battle between me and just everything that's been going on. So as you pray, I'm sure the Spirit will lead you through the prayer. But
well, Father, I lift up Sarah to you, and I thank you, Lord, that you love her with an everlasting love, Lord. And I thank you by faith that wisdom's path is always peace, and the peace of God, you will lead her in her next steps. And I pray, I sense, you know, man makes his plan, but the Lord determines his steps. And Sarah, I just pray that you'd have a strong sense of the Lord determining your steps, that you would not take a step without him. And I pray for motherly wisdom about what this little boy needs to eat, what you have for her, for him. But we pray for healing in him. I just get a sense, not only does God want to do something deep, but there's something strategic that he wants you to do as well to help him be healthy. And we commit Sarah's fiance to you. I pray for wisdom, and I pray that you would apprehend this man so that he is sold out for you, Lord God, and give Sarah wisdom on her next steps as well. We commit this dear family and this dear couple to you, and we just love you. We say thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sarah, God bless you, and thanks for calling, and may your little 5-year-old boy become a mighty prayer warrior. That's amazing. I see a lot of calls coming in. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question of the hour is, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? And if you're on hold, I pray you'll be patient, and be patient with Aaron if you're waiting to get on, because the call screen is pretty much filled up right now. I'll give you that number just in case we have a few that drop off. If you're too shy to be on the air, you sure can call anonymously. Just tell Aaron what you're believing for, and we'll just read that comment on the air. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, and we will be back in a minute. Really, thank you for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Our call screen is full today, so be patient if you're on hold. It is Talk to Me Thursday. I always wonder if friends are going to call. I'm always glad when you do. The question today is, if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? One prayer answered right now, what would it be? And I just want to pray with you if I can. 877-933-2484. We've got Christina on hold from Coon Rapids. And by the way, Terry from Eden Prairie, you're next. Hey, Christina, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Glad you called today. So what's your answer to that question?
Well, I'm just praying for my husband. He's a believer, but he's just not interested in seeking the Lord right now.
Mm.
And it's been a couple of years since he's been to church, and just not interested right now.
That's painful to watch, isn't it?
Yep.
Did something happen, Christina, that turned his back?
You know, I think it might have to do with some depression that he's dealing with. His faith was not real strong even in our
before then.
Early years of marriage, but we've been married for you know, going on 16 years now, and we have a daughter, and it's really hard to see him just not seeking after God.
Okay, I'm going to jump in pray right here because we've got lots of people waiting on hold, so I want to make sure we get a prayer in for your hubby. And friends listening today, would you just join with me in prayers for Christina's husband? It's so hard when you're walking through valley depression to feel excited about anything. And sometimes you feel like this dark cloud is over you, like the heavens have gone silent. So we're going to pray that the sun would break through the clouds for him and that he would get a sense of God's great love for him. And Lord, we lift up Christina, and I just pray you'd heal her heart from watching her husband wander from the faith. And thank you, Lord, that you go after the one. You care so deeply about the one. And I pray that you'd meet him right where he's at. You'd meet him, you'd find him, you would ambush him with your love. I just pray the sun would just belt through the clouds and he would feel the warmth of your presence, a strong sense of your love, and you would woo him back to you, Lord. Thank you that you do love him. Thank you that you're not giving up on him. And I just pray in the name of Jesus, you deliver him from depression. Not only deliver him, but every single person in the sound of my voice who walks under that dark cloud of depression, Lord, I just speak to that thing and I break it in Jesus' name. I ask you, God, there's just so many brothers and sisters who just are struggling with depression, and it's such a deep heart to see this thing break right off of them, that they would find healing and wholeness, where they would wake up tomorrow morning and say, I don't know, but I have a spring in my step. I don't know why, but I've got energy. I've got joy. I've got perspective. I'm motivated again. Those are all the things we lose when we're depressed. Bring the breakthrough for Christina's husband and the many who need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear sister. Terry's checking in from Eden Prairie. Terry, thanks, first of all, for your amazing patience. What would be the answer to that question if you could have one prayer answered right now? What would it be?
Yeah, it would be healing for my sister.
Hmm.
She is suffering with severe stomach pain on and off, acid reflux, severe acid reflux that's causing her enamel and her teeth to damage also.
Wow.
And it's been wearing on the lining, on her throat lining.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's been suffering with that for a while, and it's really bringing her down.
Mm. I'm so grateful that you called in for your dear sister, and that would get downright depressing, you know? You can't enjoy food. You feel just sick all the time. I want to try to remember to ask Dr. Troy about chronic acid reflux, because I think he'll have some answers for us. I think he's coming on in the next couple of weeks. But let's pray for your sister right now. What's her name?
Her name is Sadie.
Sadie?
Sadia.
Yeah, Sadia. Okay. Well, Jesus, I thank you for Terry's sister, Sadia. And we just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you would heal her in her throat, her esophagus, and her stomach, her intestines. And Lord, if there's something that she's eating, if there's something awry in her body that could be fixed, show them what it is. I pray, though, God, for a supernatural, miraculous healing and even a restoration of all the things she's lost as she's been sick for a while. We pray for comfort. We pray for healing. We pray for a miracle. We ask for it soon. We just ask you, breakthrough. Everywhere you went, Lord, you healed people. You care about this kind of thing. Would you heal her in a miraculous way that Terry could call us someday and testify? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling. 877-933-2484. We've got Leah checking in from St. Paul. Again, Leah, thank you for holding and your amazing patience. How would you answer the question?
I would definitely lift my husband up in prayer. He suffers from anxiety and depression, and he's bipolar.
Mm.
And I just pray that he would be released from the burden of that and the fear that goes along with that.
Oh, And he's so not alone, and I think you maybe heard me pray for a listener just a couple minutes ago. This is such a deep passion of mine. I walked through depression about 20 years ago for a year, but it was enough it felt like a walk through hell. And since then, I've been praying almost every single day for the masses of Christians who walk in this place because it's such a painful thing. And I'm believing, Leah, I'm believing more than I ever have before that we're going to see a wave of breakthrough for people like your husband, who've had to deal with just surges of anxiety and the heaviness of depression. So I'm saying that to you to don't give up hope, because I believe breakthroughs are coming. I really do. And there's a momentum in our prayers. But let's pray for your hubby right now, okay?
Okay.
And for those friends listening, I just pray you picture you stretching your hands out for Leah and her husband and for every other person who's dealing with this thing right now. Lord, we lift up Leah and her husband. I just pray, I thank you that you have great compassion on Leah's husband, that this is the enemy stealing, killing, and destroying, and you came for life and life abundantly. So we just pray in the name of Jesus for breakthrough for Leah's husband, for healing, that if there are systems that are out of place or miscommunication in his chemical system in his body, that you'd put those things right in Jesus' name, so that every system in his body would support life and health. And if there are any past lies or current anxieties that are tying him up in knots, we just condemn them in Jesus' name. And we ask that the truth would get into his inmost being and set him free. I pray that you give him a hope for freedom. If there's dietary things that are causing a disruption in the system, show him what they are. But Lord, we pray that even now, right today, he would be on the path of freedom and wholeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. God bless you. All right, John from Burnsville. Is that one right, Matt? We got that. John, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. My prayer would be that God would bless my daughter and all believing women that have no children due to miscarriages, stillborn, infertility, with happy, healthy children that they would raise to honor the Lord.
Amen, John. That is another one of my burdens of my heart, is to see just a wave of healing and breakthrough for those who deal with infertility. So this is your daughter, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, let's pray right now. And again, friends listening, pray for John's daughter, but also pray for anybody that you know that deals with infertility. I just want you to get a vision of what could happen. And rather than maybe retreating, that we would rise up and not only see ourselves in the small story of our immediate need, but the bigger story of the many who suffer like we do. And as we band together and ask, imagine just a wave of breakthrough of people who are sick, are made well, depressed, are delivered. Those who are barren in their womb would suddenly start to bear fruit and have children. Just get a vision for it. So let's pray for John's dear daughter. Lord, I thank you for John's daughter. And I can only imagine, especially if there's been a series of miscarriages. I pray, God, you would, first of all, heal her heart. I pray, God, for a miracle in her womb. I pray for her and her husband that you'd put things right in their bodies, anything that's off or wrong. And I ask, God, that you would bring life to her womb. I pray that you give them several children. And I pray that their quiver would be full. And for everybody listening today who deals with infertility, I pray you just break that thing and that you would break forth, Lord, with precious news of new babies being born. And it's just such an amazing miracle of your hand. We ask for that miracle to be the case in John's daughter and the many who suffer like she does. I pray that their latter years would be far more blessed than their former years, and they would finally sing for joy and be glad all their days because you answered and you broke through. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear John. Bless you. Don't give up hope. All right, Shirley's checking in from Hartford. Hey, Shirley, thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to pray for my sister.
Okay, what does she need?
My sister is battling pulmonary fibrosis, and she is in desperate need for a lung transplant, and I'm praying for a miracle for her.
Shirley, do you mind if I ask her name?
Her name is Debbie.
Okay, let's do it. Let's pray for Debbie. Lord, this is a very big deal, and it's of no surprise to you. And we just lift her up to you. We thank you that you love Shirley's sister, Debbie. And I pray, God, as your word says, you put breath in our lungs. You're the one who breathes life in and through us. I pray You'd breathe life. And through Debbie, I pray for a supernatural phenomena, instantaneous miracle. Lord, we just pray. We just speak life to Debbie. We thank you. In fact, we take authority over all the power of the enemy in her life, and we just cut off every scheme to steal, kill, and destroy from Debbie. We ask you, God, that you would make things right, that her systems, especially her respiratory system, would support life and health. I pray for a supernatural miracle so she won't need a transplant. But Lord God, we do ask that you would give her what she needs when she needs it. And we ask for a testimony of all testimonies, Lord. We just commit Debbie to you. I pray that you'd calm her fears, give her peace, give her assurance that you are in control and you are working even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, Shirley. Is it Rebecca from Montana? Hey, Rebecca, how are you today?
From Monona. Monona.
Oh, sorry, got that wrong. So if you were to have one prayer answered, well, how would you answer that question?
Well, I'm going to be giving out over 100 copies of the 3-month edition of our Daily Bread. So I'm praying for the recipients. There will be people here who I may see leaving here on a gurney even tomorrow. So I'm dealing with people. It's their last opportunity for some to come to Christ. For those who are not, who are believers but undisciplined in reading the Word, I pray that each copy will bring a response, a positive response.
Where are you giving these? Are you working at a nursing home or a hospital?
That's where I am, yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's pray, Rebecca. Lord, I pray you give her the desires of her heart, and I pray that as she hands out these daily bread devotionals, it would be like handing out bread that would multiply. They would get into the right hands at the right time and do a wonderful work. I pray that you'd open the eyes of these dear people, that they would see wondrous things from your law, and that their hearts would awaken to the living, breathing Word of God, and they would learn so much from these devotionals. And bless Rebecca in this mighty assignment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Bless you. Jan is checking in from Orlando. Hey, Jan, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling in because I want guidance and a new job.
Okay. All right. Wisdom for that. Okay. If you're near your radio, turn it down just a little bit so you don't get that echo. You'll be able to hear me a little bit better. But Father, we lift up Jan and we thank you, God, that you show us the way that we should go. Your word is a light and a lamp to our feet and to our path. And so I lift her up to you and I thank you. I pray peace in her heart. I pray wisdom in her heart. I pray a strong sense of direction about next steps to take. And I thank you that by faith that she'll be in the right place at the right time and that her steps will be ordered by you, that you will open doors no man can close, but you'll also close doors no man can open. And I just thank you that you care about where she lives, where she works, and what she puts her hands to. So I just commit her to you, Lord, and I thank you that you will lead her in the way that she should go. I just pray for peace and joy along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you.
God bless you, dear Jan. All right, one more call before this break, and we're taking Rebecca from West Hartford, but I want Barb and Shirley and Cindy to know that we're getting to you next. Rebecca, checking in. So glad to have you on the show today. How do you answer the question, if I could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be?
Peace, general peace in my life, especially at my job. And I'm scheduled to take my board exam sometime in August. With that peace, I know I'll be able to study and pass that exam. But peace, it's been a mental battle that I've been going through, and I know that with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Thinking about that passage in, I think it's Luke 8, where the disciples are in the boat and the storm comes and Jesus takes a nap. And he's such a picture of the ultimate peace is to be able to sleep in the storm. And, you know, and there it's a dangerous storm and it looked like the boat would go down. But yet Jesus still asks him, where's your faith? And I'm going to pray for a gift of faith so that you would have peace in every storm and an assurance that he's with you. And Lord, I just thank you for Rebecca. You are the Prince of Peace, and you say, let peace rule and reign in her heart. So I pray in the name of Jesus that peace would rule and reign in her heart, that she would blow the whistle on any thought that doesn't come under the authority and the lordship of your peace. And she would cast it out so that her heart and her mind would be places, sacred places, where peace rules and reigns. And I pray she would know a fresh joy as she diligently guards her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And we commit these boards to you. I pray you'd protect her going in and her taking the boards and her going out again. I pray for favor. I pray for wisdom, and I pray for direction. Thank you that you're with Rebecca and you're teaching her how to stand in this day. We love you, Lord. We say thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bless you, dear Rebecca. Okay, Cindy and Barb, we have to take a break right now. When we come back, if you're able to hold, I hope you are. I'd love to pray with you. If you need to hang up and call back, our break's just about a minute and a half. It is Talk to Me Thursday. And the question is, here it is, if I could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And we will be back in a minute. Funeral. I think it's so amazing. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and we're going to do these kinds of shows until they just don't serve you well anymore. So you want to hear from you, but boy, the phone lines have been exploding. The question today is this: if you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? 877-933-2484. We've got Cindy checking in from Grand Forks, and Cindy, you get some kind of award for holding. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. How would you answer that question?
Hi, Susie. I love listening to you. I am calling. I would like you to pray, and I need to pray for my sister Sandy and her two daughters. They've all been diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Oh my goodness!
And Sandy has had it for over 30 years, and she's been told the daughters are probably born with it. The oldest is getting married July 15th. She has a very understanding fiance, and we are all hoping that they will feel well enough to get through the wedding. My sister has constant pain all the time, mostly in her head, her jaw. They've been saying the trigeminal nerve or whatever, but it's constant throbbing. Sometimes she gets where she just doesn't want to go on with life. And then the oldest that's getting married has migraine headaches like maybe every third day, or it's just so often she has a migraine. It's very debilitating. So she did finish some classes online, but I'm just praying for her to be able to enjoy more of life, function, as far as being married, and you know.
I'm hearing more and more stories of multiple family members with Lyme disease, and I'm definitely going to pray, Cindy, and this is probably just a ridiculous side note, but I got to tell you, I have significant jaw pain every single day up over my ear. Like sometimes my head feels like it's cracked open, and something that has helped me so much, it's an essential oil by doTERRA. It's called Past Tense, and it comes as a roll-on. I'm telling you what, I slather that thing on my jaw and up over my ear, and they tease me at the radio station here. They're always like, we can smell Susie from a mile away because it's got kind of a eucalyptus frankincense smell, but I think it smells good, but I can't even tell you what it does for me to manage pain. So I don't care if people can smell me a mile away. But
what is the name of the essential oil?
It's called Past Tense. It's like as one word, Past Tense by doTERRA. And doTERRA is the name, the brand of the oil. But it is just, I mean, I've got several people at the station here who also have chronic headaches, and they put it on their neck and their temples, and they said it's helped so much. I just felt like I was supposed to mention that to you. So it might be just worth...
What's the name of the company?
Company is D-O, like do, and then Terra, T-E-R-R-A, doTERRA. And then the little roll-on is past tense. So let me pray for your sister and her kids. And Jesus, we pray for Cindy's sister and kids. And really, again, the multiple, many, many, many people battling Lyme disease. And we ask again, just as we're praying for the depressed, Lord God, for the anxious, Lord, we pray deliverance. We pray for a suddenly miracle breakthrough of healing. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would just shut down this bacteria that just goes after our health. And I pray, God, that health would rise up, immunities would rise up. And I pray for Cindy's sister that she would know an end to this kind of daily jaw pain and just the despair that comes with it, Lord, and for her girls to know health and vitality and energy. And Lord, we just claim by your stripes, we are healed. Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, we are restored. And I'm not going to give up praying that prayer until I take my last breath, and I pray it for everybody else who struggles as well. So we commit Cindy's sister and her girls to you, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, we ask you for a miracle, and it's something you can do. I pray it's something you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lord.
Amen. Thanks for calling in. So I want to just, Matt wrote in from West Fargo, and he says, the thing I'd like answer prayer for my life is full assurance of salvation. I made a profession of faith in 2005. My life has changed drastically since then, but I still have no lasting peace about salvation. The Bible says if a man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Well, I long for the Spirit of God to come on me and give me assurance or show me for sure that I'm lost and need to get things settled with him. I have Christian friends who go to a good church and can see the Spirit of God in people. And that's what I want most of all, is that Spirit, that peace, that assurance that all is well with my soul. And Matt, I wish so bad I could just grab your shoulders and say, dear brother, and you know this probably, but the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And there are many greats who've gone before us, who've gone through seasons just like you, where they doubt their salvation because they don't feel saved. But this is one of those things where you take a step of faith to believe that what Jesus did, he did for you, and you trust him. And when you do that, the Bible says his Spirit affirms with our spirit, we are God's children. And the fact that you made a profession of faith in 2005 and your life's changed drastically, you've got a testimony. Your life's changed drastically. I think you're walking through a valley where it seems like God is silent and the heavens have closed up. But the Spirit of God is irrevocable. The call is irrevocable. So I pray that you lay hold of it and you start to declare it over your life. And you just say, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. The Spirit of God is alive in me. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow. In due time, I will know and sense the presence of the living God. And I'm telling you, I've walked through those kind of dark nights of the soul. But when they were over, I had a stronger sense of God's presence, of boldness, of courage, of conviction. So I would look, Matt, expectantly for the next season and just keep walking through this one. But refuse the doubt. Refuse it. Just turn your back on it. If you've confessed Christ and you're walking in him, you are saved. So, Brother Matt, you walk on. And before we pray, I'm going to pray for you, Matt, but I want to read this again from my devotional, Streams in the Desert, by William Watkinson. He says, many prayers of believers are hindered by Satan, yet you do not need to fear when your unanswered prayers are piling up, for soon they will break through like a flood. And when that happens, not only will your answers flow through, but they will also be accompanied, listen to this, by new beginnings. Hell works hardest on God's saints, that the most worthy souls will be tested with the most pressure and the highest heat, but the heaven will not desert them. I want to read that again. Hell works hardest on God's saints, the most worthy souls will be tested with the most pressure and the highest heat, but heaven will not desert them. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you will not desert us. You won't look away. And even though we go through seasons of hardship and sickness, you're a God who keeps your promises. So I pray for every person who called in and every person who didn't, that there would be suddenly moments left and right, and we would start to hear testimonies of breakthrough after breakthrough. You promise, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise up a standard against him. That's what you said. And I thank you by faith, that's what you're going to do. You're going to raise up a standard against the evil in our world, and we're going to see Christians have answers to prayer all over the place, and we testify to what you've done. Many will see and hear and put their trust in the Lord. Many will see and hear our listeners testify to what you have done, and they themselves will put their trust in the Lord. We believe you for it, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and just a bit, you will find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I want to know if these Talk to Me Thursdays are helpful to you. Would you just email me? And maybe you've got a question you'd love for me to pitch on one of those Talk to Me Thursdays. Tell me that too. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.